thanks to the Chief Deputy of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, Jim Stewart, for hanging on the phone. That's because he is out where there's been multiple fire departments west of Bryan this afternoon. Jim, as I understand, this is in the Pleasant Hill north of Smetana, north of Highway 21 between 2818 and 47. So what's the latest out there?
Hey, Bill. It's always good to talk to you. The fire is, I guess, using firefighters' term, is contained. They're still putting water on it, still trying to put it completely out. Our focus out there from the sheriff's office is to work the traffic for them on Pleasant Hill. The incident command is right near J.L. Bailey and Pleasant Hill, where they intersect. That's also where the fire hydrant is, where they're getting water for the grass fire tankers. They continue to refill and head back out in the grass and put the water down on the fire, what firefighters love to do.
From what you've seen and what you've heard, anybody had to be evacuated?
Yeah, there was some structures back there where they've moved the people out, and I believe at this point in time they're near the incident command post. While they continue to work the fire, there's been no structures affected, I don't believe, no vehicles, anything of that nature at this point. I think they're fairly confident that they've got it under control.
And again, from what you've noticed, if you could list, and I know you're going to leave some agencies out, but some of the volunteers and any of the city departments out there today?
Well, both cities are out there. The volunteer firefighters are out there. Everyone's well represented.
All right. And again, this is not affecting traffic on Highway 21, but just as a reminder, when this thing gets over with, there'll be a whole lot of emergency vehicles probably back on the highway. So watch out for them a little bit later on.
Absolutely. And, Bill, if we hear more about the source of the fire itself, I will shoot that to you so you can put that out to your listeners. And a bit of irony here, the Commissioner's Court approved the burn ban today, and here we are out on a big grass fire.